Ketchikan's proposed measure would prohibit discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation, gender identity, or gender expression. That's in addition to a number of other categories already protected by federal and state law. The actual ordinance itself hasn't yet been written. Councilmember Janalee Gage says she wants the city's attorney to craft an ordinance barring discrimination. This follows a major victory for the LGBTQ community. In a 6-3 decision, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the Federal Civil Rights Act of 1964 protects homosexual, bisexual, and transgender people from discrimination at work. But that ruling's impact on other forms of discrimination against LGBTQ people outside the workplace is less clear. The proposal also follows a more than 100-person demonstration outside a Ketchikan flower shop that reportedly refused to serve a customer seeking flowers for a same-sex wedding. The owner of Heavenly Creations, the flower shop, has repeatedly declined to comment on the record, citing legal advice. Standing across the street from Heavenly Creations at the early June protest, groom-to-be Tommy Varela said he hoped the demonstration would build momentum towards non-discrimination measures.
It's time that Alaska catches up with some of the United States that has already passed anti-discriminatory laws. So we think that this is a perfect jumping off point. This is a perfect catalyst for change.
At least 21 states, but notably not Alaska, require public-facing businesses to serve customers without regard to their sexual orientation or gender identity. That's according to the Human Rights Campaign and LGBTQ advocacy group. State lawmakers took up a bill that would enact similar protections across Alaska last year. Though it gathered a throng of co-sponsors in the House, it is yet to make it to either chamber for a floor vote. Last year, the mayor of Fairbanks vetoed a similar non-discrimination measure passed by the city council. Juneau, Sitka, and Anchorage all have ordinances on the books that protect LGBTQ people from discrimination. The Ketchikan City Council will take up the question Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Ted Ferry Civic Center. Public testimony will be heard at the beginning of the meeting. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.